All right, today is going to be a good time. I have lined up several clips with the help of Adam Mockler that I have not seen before, and I am going to react to this podcast that's essentially like a, you know, a son who is talking to his MAGA parents about Trump, and it's like family therapy mixed with politics, where he's like pressing his MAGA family on how bad Trump is. And I think it gets pretty intense. So we're going to take a watch. It's going to be interesting. Really quickly, if you haven't seen me before, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel is in the description down below. It means so much if you check it out and make one of these videos on my channel too. So if you want to check it out, again, link in the description. On this channel, trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media. We upload so many videos every single day here on the Adam Mockler channel. So if you're not subscribed already, it would mean a lot. Join the community. Help us grow. You guys are the best. Now, I want to preface before we start. Again, this is what Trump has done to the brains of millions of people across the country. Now, I want to preface one thing before we start. Again, I have not seen these clips, but I've been told they are very bad. And so remember, and I'll do the same as we watch this, millions of Americans every single day are thinking like this because of Donald Trump. All right, let's start with the first clip.
There's a reporter asking about the Epstein files, and he called her piggy. You think that is appropriate behavior, Dad, for a U.S. president?
Sure.
Okay. Mom?
It probably wasn't nice to say piggy.
Well, nice.
Did it harm her?
Did it harm her? This is the president of the United States calling a female reporter piggy.
Did it harm her? It harmed the entire country because it sets the example that not only a man, but the president can talk to women that way.
It's not nice.
He
shouldn't have said it.
It's not funny. It's disgusting.
It is funny.
What's the humor in it to you, Dad?
Well, I would have called her worse than that. So I thought she got off easy.
Why would you have called her worse than that?
Because she's giving him crap. And he's the president of the United States, as Haley said.
It's real rich that Donald Trump is calling anyone piggy.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand what she's asking either.
That just sounded like a bunch of mumbling.
He's a pig in several ways. Do I need to explain why?
Wow. Okay, what a stunning first clip. So I think this must be like the sister or, you know, the daughter, essentially. It's a brother and a sister and then their parents. And it's a podcast. And they're pressing their MAGA parents. And this is fairly recent. Obviously, Donald Trump calling a reporter piggy. And he says just horrible, awful things about women. He's been found liable for sexually abusing a woman. And I think she said it so well in that clip. That it's like, why is the bar for President of the United States in effing hell? It's like, yeah, I probably shouldn't have said it. It's not nice. This isn't like your uncle at Thanksgiving dinner who, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that. This is the leader of the United States of America setting an example for millions of people, children. He's a leader. Act like a leader. Unbelievable. Let's go to the next clip.
This is insane.
You cannot be this stupid, Jesus. No, it's because you're in a cult.
What if Donald Trump says, I want you to carpet bomb Oklahoma City, everyone? You think the Air Force should carry that out?
Yes.
There might be a reason. We don't know.
This is insane.
You cannot be this stupid, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my, my. This podcast was going well until that.
You just said it's cool. Levels Oklahoma, you're like, yeah, fuck it. There must be a reason. Like, you literally can't be that dumb.
You know what the problem is? Mom and I don't believe he'll ever blow up Oklahoma because we're on his side and so's the whole state.
No, it's because you're in a cult.
You guys are worried and afraid because you live in a state where it might happen.
Okay, let's theoretically say that does happen. Let's say Trump sends in the Marines to Los Angeles, California, and let's say I'm out going to see a movie on a weekend, and he says, go into that shopping mall.
Under a truck.
Quiet, piggy. He says, go into that shopping mall and kill everyone you see. And let's say I get gunned down by the Marines for just being at a mall.
Okay, number one.
All four.
Let's just take
okay,
it
Dad,
one step
wait a minute, for- Mom, wait 1 second. Wait 1 second. Hang on, Mom. Dad, you just said you are for Donald Trump murdering me for no reason. and you would support that.
If he walks into a mall to people with military,
there has to be a reason.
There's a reason, and I'm all for it. And the people in Los Angeles, California, are as deserving of execution as the assholes in New York City. You're all communists.
Bro, this is crazy. Wow. Oh, my God. I mean, I was ready for, like, I'm kind of shell. I was ready for, like, MAGA conspiracy. I was not ready for this level. And again, I mean, I guess it makes sense now why Adam told me to preface that this is how millions of Americans are thinking right now. Because, I mean, that is crazy. And again, my first thought in my head as I react to that is, like, the same people who have spent so long screaming and yelling that, you know, big government, there's this big evil government coming after us. Don't tread on me. The government's, you know, far too big and we need to go back to conservative values and small government. Now it's literally like if Donald Trump carpet bombs a city, if Donald Trump murders my children, I trust the government. I don't need any evidence. They could just do it and tell us, you know, Donald Trump could say, I have the evidence, but I'm not telling anyone. And they would go, okay, that's fine. Just like this crazy blind trust of this growing massive government. It's insane. Wow. Okay, let's go to the next one.
And he was a veteran, and then he was like thrown out there. He was in space. What does that have to do with the price of eggs, the space?
Because he's devoted his life to this country.
In any other country, if he would go on the TV and spout that shit off, he would be executed.
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
He's a traitor.
Should members of military follow unlawful orders?
Yes.
What?
They should follow any order that the president gives.
That's correct. And the government gives.
That's wrong.
Even if it breaks laws?
It will endanger other people if you don't follow orders.
What if President Trump orders a squad of army guys to walk down the street killing anyone they see? They should do it?
Yes.
Mom?
Yes.
What?
I don't even understand. Like, how can you come to that conclusion?
It sounds to me like you lefties are now beginning to fear the fact that the military is going to get involved and your asses are grass.
The dad is literally like happily, and he did this in the last clip. I guess I just didn't mention it in my reaction. That, I mean, he's like calling for the execution of people in blue cities and states. And then when we're talking about lawful orders, he just comes back to like, I mean, if Trump does it, there must be a reason. Sounds like you're scared that, yeah, again, there is no like this seditious six and all. It's all BS, right? It's very simple. The military should uphold the Constitution of the United States, right? Nobody serves the president, and anybody in government should always obviously have the Constitution and laws, the founding of our country at the top of their head. If Donald Trump gave an unlawful order, you should not follow it, right? That's actually what you promised to uphold, your oath to the Constitution, not your oath to some orange guy. Dude, this is honestly stunning. All right, let's go to the next one.
I remember the story Haley told of meeting Donald Trump?
You know what? I never remembered her telling me that story ever until she told it.
Haley, please, for people who are new to our show, please tell them this story.
I went to New York City in college, like on a study tour. We were like doing the fashion district and all this shit. And part of our tour, we were there for like a week. We got to go to the Trump Towers. And as we are on the elevator, thing it opens, we still have to go up a level. Donald Trump gets on the elevator with us. I cannot remember exactly what happened, but I remember him commenting, we're all teenagers at this point, like 18-year-old freshmen, college students. And he commented on a lot of our appearances, like beautiful young women, like while we're in the elevator with Donald Trump. We are children. Like, you know what I look like at 18. Children.
I remember you telling us this story a few years back, but I don't remember you telling me about it when it happened, when it really happened.
Yeah, it was so traumatic. It took you 10 or 15 years to let us know.
They're accusing their child right now. Bro, this podcast is crazy. I shout out to the people who do this podcast. I imagine it's very difficult to share this with the internet. But again, how millions of Americans are thinking, they are accusing their daughter of making this up right now. As if their daughter is making up a story to make Trump look bad. A story personal to her. Like, they literally have more loyalty to Trump than their own children. They, oh my God. Dude, this is, wow.
But did he touch you? Did he touch you in any way? Did he grope you? Did he do anything that was inappropriate?
Dude, what the hell? What the hell? Did he touch you is insane. Oh my God. Dude, he's in an elevator of like teenagers talking. Can you listen to your daughter? Oh my God.
He's saying you were all beautiful.
You think that's okay to be in an elevator full of teenagers and comment on their appearance, that they're beautiful young women?
First of all, I'd like to see a picture of the whole group before I think he was wrong.
Okay, so you just don't believe any, you don't even believe victims, so why are you even in a conversation? Everybody's a liar to you.
There you go.
This is your daughter telling you she and her fellow students were harassed by Donald Trump, and you're saying it didn't happen?
How is that harassed if he was
harassed?
You guys are beautiful young women.
That's you pulling it out of your ass.
That's not harassed.
Your daughter is telling you that that's what happened, and you're denying it? You're ignoring her?
She's not telling me that.
I mean, Haley, is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying.
Wow. I mean, it's so sad to, and I know that a lot of people have experiences with this. You can let me know in the comments down below, like, again, just how I can't imagine how hard it must be to be the children here. Like, your just relationship with your parents must deteriorate so much when they're in like a literal state of psychosis, suggesting that their daughter is making up stories to make Donald Trump look bad. I mean, they have picked the president over their own children. They have picked someone they've never met over their own children. And they talk to their children as if, almost like I was debating them on TikTok. Like, they don't need these, like, I don't know how to describe it. Wow, stunning. Okay, and I do want to point out here that there are so many reasons to know that Donald Trump, I mean, it's endless, that Donald Trump very clearly treats women like complete and total shit. He's a predator. Donald Trump is a predator, right? Donald Trump has been found liable for sexually abusing, a woman. The judge in that case called Donald Trump a rapist because that's what he is. He's obviously been accused by dozens of other women. He has bragged about walking into the dressing room at his pageants because they begin while the girls are undressing to, quote, inspect it. Right? Bragging that he owns the place, we can walk back. These are teenagers, underage girls. Obviously, Donald Trump is best effing friends with Jeffrey Epstein, right? It goes on and on. We've heard the Hollywood Access take. You can grab him by the blank. I mean, the guy, the evidence is that Donald Trump is a predator and is absolutely awful. Even just the last few weeks, the way we've seen him talk to women, it's not just the piggy comment, but he said it now to multiple reporters, and it's always interesting. It's specifically women, right? And the way he talks, it's so clear that he in private, I don't even want to think about how he treats these individuals. He's misogynistic as hell. He hates women. He's a predator. He obviously is an abuser. And it's honestly stunning. All right, let's watch one more here. And we'll end off. Let me know in the comments if you want me to make more videos like this. I think I'll make one on my channel. This podcast is crazy. All right, let's take a listen.
Peter.
What?
Would you all please have courtesy to listen to what I want to say and quit laughing at me? I don't laugh at your bullshit.
You and Dad make fun of us every week.
Constantly.
I don't look at him as a politician, but rather a man who believed and tried to instill in others the right of free speech, which is what I'm trying to do right now as you laugh in my face. That's what the necessary conversation is all about, too. But when you sit there and laugh, that's nervous laughing, by the way. He loved to have discussions with college kids, to agree or disagree, in debates, in a civilized fashion.
Sounds like we're talking about Charlie Kirk here, just for the record.
Fashion that made them think. That's what everybody was afraid about. He was turning our youth into thinking the right way. I truly believe that. He debated these kids with dignity. He made them think. They came to listen. Freedom of speech is for all of us. But there are also consequences to your freedom of speech, I do believe. He never brought harm to anyone. He believed in God. He never called others by wrong names.
Remember you said that, because I've got a clip I'm going to show you.
Yeah, so I do want to point out, you know, in the beginning here, and again, I think what happened to Charlie Kirk, truly tragic, absolutely tragic, awful for our country, for the people there, and, you know, I'm wishing family well. She called him a civil rights leader. No. And here's the thing. It's possible to believe that what happened to Charlie Kirk is tragic while also agreeing that he spit racist, hateful, awful ideologies and things, right? And he certainly was not a civil rights leader. He's somebody who actually said that Martin Luther King was a bad guy, is what he said. Take a listen.
Radical view that the country made a mistake when it passed the Civil Rights Act. Also true. As we note in the piece, Kirk has previously described Kirk as a hero and a civil rights icon. It's true. I used to be wrong. We note in our piece that Kirk describes King as, quote, a bad guy. It's true. And Kirk self-described very, very radical view that the country made a mistake when it passed the Civil Rights Act. Also true. As we note in the piece, Kirk has previously described Kirk as a hero and a civil rights icon. It's true. I used to be wrong. What inspired Kirk to shift his view on MLK? Why does Kirk think that MLK is a bad guy when Kirk says that MLK says, quote, one good thing he didn't believe? What does he mean by that? Why does Kirk believe passing the Civil Rights Act was a mistake? Now, again, apparently they don't listen to the show because we do that at least once a week, yeah, right?
I mean, unbelievable here. The man who says that MLK was a bad guy, that MLK, that, excuse me, we shouldn't have passed the Civil Rights Act. This is a civil rights leader, according to the mom of the podcast. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And he spit a lot of hateful, hateful things. Listen, let me know if you want me to make more videos like this. I'm honestly shell-shocked. This podcast is crazy. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. There's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and I will see you in the next video.